Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey! That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana First Scott Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, director of the outstanding magazine, cyber website, economics21.org. There's some very important stuff there, folks, that most of it of which will has a bearing on your small business. So I encourage you to go there and check it out. She's also a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Author of Disinherited. That's your new book, isn't it, Diana?
Right.
Disinherited,
exactly, yeah.
How Washington is Betraying America's Young.
Yeah.
Next time you're on, we'll have to spend some more time on that book. We need to get back into that a little bit. But right now we're talking about the alleged Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, which Diana, you and I both predicted, and others did, that it wouldn't be affordable or care. Or
right,
care.
Exactly, yeah.
When it was just being proposed, and that's what's come to pass. In my own family, Diana, my health care insurance has doubled for my family. It's doubled, and our care has our availability of care. Especially if we have any problems, it's going to cost us more, and we're going to get less care because our deductibility went up and our premiums went up.
Exactly, yes. No, that's right. And there are a lot of people who just don't want to see the doctor because they have to dip into their deductible. They have
right.
to go through $5,000 or $6,000 before they get anything from the insurance if it's not a well person visit. If it's a routine care, an annual checkup, that's without cost. But otherwise, going to the doctor, you have to go through this deductible.
One thing that I'd like to point out to people, Diana, is that there's the dishonesty of this plan. The people like President Obama refused to allow us to expand and the health savings account idea with a high deductible, the lower premium, the high deductible. Let people become healthcare customers, not just healthcare patients. Instead of allowing us to expand that across the country with more education and more acceptability, they fought that at every turn. And then here's the dishonesty part: basically built Obamacare on that model, didn't they?
Exactly. Yes, they did. They did, and there are a lot better options.
Right.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I mean, they used the model that they rejected. What they didn't like about it, it wasn't that they didn't like the model. It was they didn't like the way they felt they knew more about how you and I need to have our health care, including all these mandates, Diana.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean, they want everybody to have a plan that has mandatory maternity care, mandatory mental health coverage, mandatory drug abuse coverage, even if people want a more bare-bones catastrophic
health. Or if you want it focused on it in another direction.
Right, and it's not like that.
At my age, I don't need maternity.
You probably don't, Jim.
I'm way beyond getting help psychologically, Diana. They've given up on that, so I don't need that.
And I think that you don't make enough money to have drug abuse problems. I can't afford that cocaine.
That's probably exactly right. Since I'm in the radio business, good call. Well said.
Right.
And so, no, that's exactly right. And yet, I have to pay for it.
Right. Right, exactly. So that's why the costs to everybody have gone up. And with other kinds of insurance, like auto insurance, you can choose to have a higher deductible, and you can just choose to have the bare bones coverage so that if you hit somebody that you're covered. But this one, you cannot choose that kind of bare bones coverage.
Right. And, you know, there is one thing. I may surprise you with this, Diana. One thing about the Affordable Care Act I did like. I did think that we needed to have some kind of a way to put a safety net under people who were working, who were trying to pay their own way, who had employer benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Where if they moved, if they lost their job or moved to another job, and they had sickness in their family, they didn't that those people were still insured. There need to be some kind of a safety net, some kind of a group plan somewhere that would keep those people from being out in the cold. That's one thing about Obamacare. I think guaranteed insurability, at least a form of that, I think was a good thing. What do you think?
No, I think that's right. I think that we do need some provision so that if someone has health insurance, they can move to another plan.
Right. And that means everybody else has to pay a little bit more in order to have that kind of coverage, and I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But the rest of it needs to be market-based. What last thoughts on this particular topic, Diana?
Well, I think that we need to be turning over more of these responsibilities to the state. They've managed, in the case of the Children's Health Insurance Program, they've managed to take these funds and craft them so they get to people in need. We need to take all this money that we're spending on Obamacare, that was far more than we ever thought. We need to send it out to the states and say, you take the plans, you make the plans that you think are needed to cover your residents, because a plan that works in New York State doesn't necessarily work in Alaska or Mississippi or Michigan or Wisconsin.
If we have a Republican president, you think any of the three running right now will dismantle? All three of them will dismantle Obamacare?
It's difficult to know what Donald Trump will do because he's been on several sides of this issue. Mm. But Ted Cruz and John Kasich are firmly committed to putting a better system in place.
Right.
And there are lots of better ideas on Capitol Hill about what to do.
All right. Give us the website again, please.
Economics21.org.
All right, so check that
Economics
out,
Economics for the 21st Century, and we have a daily e-brief. We can sign you up for it if you sign up on our website. We can have the best news of the day in your mailbox every morning.
It comes every day, and I read mine thoroughly with great anticipation. Quick break, 10-10, right back with Diana Frischkot-Roth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.